Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend. It is the day after 5 hours of testimony by Robert Mueller in front of the House Judiciary Committee, House Intelligence Committee, and the dumb thing is, you know, there was a big build-up to this thing, but I got to tell you, it was a big nothing burger. I don't think anybody learned anything from the testimony of Robert Mueller, other than he is advancing in years and was not as sharp as perhaps he should have been. What is the reaction of Democrats? What is the reaction of Republicans following this amazing testimony that was so underwhelming yesterday? Joining us, Liz Harrington from the Republican National Committee, national spokesperson for that fine organization. And Liz joins us from our nation's capital. Liz, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, you had a chance to monitor what was going on in our nation's capital in front of those two House committees. A big buildup, but it was like Al Capone's vault. It seemed as if it was a little underwhelming. What about for you?
Yeah, it would be funny if it wasn't such a disgrace and a farce and trying to turn our justice system on its head and such a waste of our money and ruining lives. But of course this wasn't a blockbuster. New York Times said it was, oh, the blockbuster that wasn't. Well, of course it wasn't going to be, because we knew there was nothing new that Robert Mueller could share about President Trump and Russia. He's been completely vindicated from this false smear. There's nothing new. But he refused to answer any of the new information we could glean from his testimony, like how this whole sham got started in the first place. And he refused to talk about the dossier, even though the firm Fusion GPS is mentioned in his report. He was supposed to stick to the four corners of the report. Doesn't go there. Doesn't talk about Joseph Misfood, who is at the center of this entire hoax, who was the first person who approached George Papadopoulos and claimed he had, quote-unquote, dirt on Hillary Clinton. The report says that he lied to the FBI, and yet he wasn't charged. Robert Mueller refuses to answer those questions. So my takeaway is this. There's nothing new on the collusion conspiracy theory. That's dead. It's over. The president didn't do anything wrong. What's not over is the investigations that are ongoing, the investigation by the U.S. attorney from Connecticut, John Durham, the one presided by William Barr, our attorney general, and the inspector general, Michael Horowitz, because we need to get to the bottom of this, because this is such a disgrace. It should never happen again. There was interference in our 2016 election, but the interference came from the Obama administration using a Hillary Clinton paid for dossier full of Russian disinformation and then spreading that to the highest levels of the intelligence community and then using that to spy on the Trump campaign. That is the scandal here. Democrats refuse to look at it, and they're still off in fantasy land all these months later when the president has been completely vindicated, and they do it at their own peril because the American people know this. They know there was nothing there. They want them to do their jobs, and they refuse to do it.
Again, Liz Harrington joining us, national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee, joining us from our nation's capital. How would you gauge reaction, not necessarily of the New York Times, although that's tantamount to the Democrat Party, but members of the committees involved? I didn't see a lot of people feeling like this advanced the ball towards impeachment at all.
Right, but yet you have House Judiciary Committee Chairman, reportedly Jerry Nadler, saying now we can draft articles of impeachment. I mean, what hearing did he watch? I mean, that is, they're in such a fantasy world, a resistance fan fiction. But I don't think it's going to fly. I don't think Nancy Pelosi wants to bring articles of impeachment because she knows it's not popular because the president didn't commit a crime. There's no high crime or misdemeanor. There's nothing there. And so, yes, I think that's the consensus in Washington, but apparently within the leadership, there's still a very big push for it if Jerry Nadler's calling for it behind closed doors. And I think that just shows you how out of touch. I mean, you had Eric Swalwell on cable news last night saying, this is just Act One. Act One, over 2 years of this nonsense and the media hysterics and lies and smears and leaks against this president, it's over. The collusion hoax is over. And the American people have long since moved past it. They want the Democrats to do as well. And instead, they're wasting our time. They're wasting our money with these absurd hearings that get us nowhere. They certainly get them nowhere. And meanwhile, they could fix our asylum loopholes, fix the border crisis, which could happen in 10 minutes. We just saw numbers out yesterday. Apprehensions declined another 25% so far in July. That's a direct result of the president's leadership in working with Mexico. No thanks to the Democrats who are wasting their time on these endless investigations, harassment of the president, all because they refuse to accept the results of the 2016 election. It is so far past time that they did so. And it just is proof. It's evident this investigation was never about getting to the truth because they have no interest in the actual collusion between Hillary, the DNC, and Russian sources and foreign nationals, Christopher Steele, getting disinformation from Russians. They have no interest in the actual truth. This was all only ever about getting this president. Well, they never had any evidence. He never did anything wrong. They couldn't do it. They need to accept 2016, move on, and get back to work for the American people.
Again, Liz Harrington joining us, Republican National Committee's national spokesperson, joining us from our nation's capital. Have we heard from Nancy Pelosi? I know Thursday's the day she has that photo op and she has that little mini news conference. Have we heard from her? Because everybody's looking to her to see if she is going to reverse course and essentially say, okay, let's go for impeachment. But has she spoken yet?
She came out yesterday with a press conference with Nadler and Schiff, who are collusion truthers on this, who are still lying about the president. She came out and said, it's a process, and oh, this is not endless. He had a lot of good things to say, but she's not willing to go there because I think she's smart enough, and she certainly loves that gavel enough that she doesn't want to lose it. And she knows impeachment is a loser, and it will be completely divisive to the country, and that's not what the Democrats in the House, that's not how they got their majority. It certainly wasn't on resistance. It was with moderate members. So she's smart enough to know, and she doesn't want to lose her gavel. But the problem is, she has very rabid anti-Trump, very far left-wing zealots in her party that are running the party. I mean, you have the Socialist Squad, you have the mainstream 2020 candidates who have called for impeachment. You have all of them pushing for this just to try to undo the 2016 election. They just oppose this president on everything he does. So they're moving the party to the left. And regardless of whether they bring impeachment or not, Pelosi knows that will be a loser for her in 2020. That will be a loser for the House in the next election. But regardless of whether she can prevent that from happening, she sees what's happening in her party, and they're going way far to the left, endorsing radical policies of socialized medicine, 70% tax rates, a complete government takeovers of health care, and this Green New Deal, which is an old socialist delusion straight out of the 20th century, failed governments in the USSR, Venezuela, all of these places that it's been tried, it's failed. And that's where the Democratic Party is moving. And she knows that's a bad idea, but I don't know what she can do to stop it because they are now leading her party.
Val Demings, a Florida Democrat, member of the House, and she went on with Aaron Burnett last night and said, well, you know, even as the hearings were going on, one of our Democrats said they're moving into the impeachment column. Well, that gives them 96. by my count. They're 95 at the last vote. That gives them 96. They're a long ways away from being able to get it. Have you seen any groundswell this morning of members that were undecided or that were saying, well, we're going to continue to go through the process, that now are willing to say, oh, after listening to Robert Mueller, we're ready for the big I word?
No, absolutely not, because it was such a colossal disaster. Even the mainstream media networks are admitting that it was not good. And this was all about optics. I mean, now they're trying to say that, oh, you know, some good things were said, or it wasn't, you know, oh, he wasn't the best deliverer, but that it was the substance. It wasn't about the substance. There was no substance. The Democrats were saying, the American people, they think we're stupid and couldn't read the report, so we need to televise it and put it on TV and make it into a movie. That's what this was about. They wanted their sound bites. Well, they didn't get them, and they wouldn't get them anyway because there was nothing in the report that was a smoking gun because it didn't exist. There was no wrongdoing. There was no substance there. So for them to come around and pretend that, oh, this wasn't about optics, it certainly was. It was their entire mission was try to move the needle. And that hearing yesterday, just like everything else that they've promised would be a blockbuster, the Comey testimony, Michael Wolff and mental fitness, that would be a way to oust the president by using the 25th Amendment. They said the Southern District of New York would oust the president. They've promised. They put everything into all these different avenues just for their one goal, their deranged mission to remove a duly elected president from office. It's failed every single time, and they've promised us blockbusters over and over and over again. It can't undo the 2016 election. If the Democrats and the media could just accept those results, they would be in such a better position next time around, but they refuse to do so. And meanwhile, the economy's booming. ISIS is decimated in Syria. We've got constantly judges and justices being appointed to the courts of the land. Regulations are being cut. Taxes are cut, $1,200 average for every American. We're just seeing real results, and we see it in the economy with the wages rising and historic low unemployment across the board. That is the reality that the Democrats and the media refuse to show, refuse to talk about, and refuse to live in because they're stuck in Russia Kremlin fantasy land. And the American people get it. They know it was a lie. And they look at what's happening in their life and what actually matters to them. And the Democrats are doing nothing to help anybody.
The Republican National Committee, you folks deal with voters, with real people. Not the fake news media. I'm curious what you are seeing in your polling, your modeling, relative to people that are looking at what the Democrats keep promising, and it's like the boy that cries wolf. Eventually, the American public are going to get turned off by this thing and just say, enough of it. What are you finding? And is there any evidence that maybe the American people have figured this thing out, that it is Al Capone's vault all over again?
Absolutely. No one is talking about this. The only time they talk about it is the unfairness of it all and what the other side did, how they were the ones that were interfering in the election. That's the only time we hear about it. They care about the economy. They care about immigration. They care about fixing the border, and the president's the only one doing it. We've seen tremendous enthusiasm. We just had a national week of training all across this country. This one specifically focused on voter registration. But we have a ground army, volunteer organizers, over 30,000 people all throughout this land. It is a movement. It is organic. They're not paid to show up. They're there because they love the country. And we've just seen it grow in the enthusiasm because they see what's happening. They've tuned out to the media because they know they're biased. They know they're not going to represent the reality of what's going on. They know they hate the president and try to do everything to spin a story negative against them. They don't watch it, but they're out there every day organizing on the ground, getting the message out, and because they see it. They see it in their paychecks. They see it in their communities. Communities are safer. Prescription drug prices are finally declining for the first time in decades. They see their wages going up for the first time in decades. They see the difference, and they see the the optimism that's being restored, the investment that's being restored into our country through this free market, through getting government out of the way. So we've just seen a tremendous amount of enthusiasm that it couldn't be, if you have a split screen of what the mainstream media has and the Democrats are saying on one end and what we see out in the real world, it couldn't be more different.
Hey, Liz, it's always great to visit with you and your friends at the Republican National Committee. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I know we'll talk again soon. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
That's Liz Harrington, Republican National Committee, a national spokesperson, as we continue live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel trucker. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver Special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver Special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver Special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I know nothing, I see nothing, and I say nothing.
Yeah, arrests are down 25% at our southern border in the month of July. That's incredible. That's absolutely... But that's what this president is doing. Boy, big show today. You're Harrington. Wayne Allen Root will join us top of the hour. Leo Blundo, Nye County Commissioner. Yeah, is going to join us in studio. Very excited about that. He is running for Congress in CD4. Did you know that? Yeah. So you'll be seeing him in Mesquite, and you'll be seeing him in Ely. He'll be stopping by. He'll be having coffee with Wyatt Cox. I'm pretty sure. We'll see. Well, we'll see. But he's a good guy. He's a restaurateur. He's a small business guy, and he is also a Nye County Commissioner. But he's running for Congress in CD4. We'll talk with him coming up in just a little bit. I want you to hear very quickly. In fact, I've run out of time. Darn it. I was being a good promotional radio soldier, and I was promoting ahead.
You are fake news.
No. This isn't fake news. I was just real excited about the show we have for you. Leo Blundo is a good guy. And we'll get a chance to talk to him coming up by about 11 o'clock. Is that fair? Stick around. We got so much to do. When we come back, Trey Gowdy, former member of Congress, now a Fox News contributor, I thought had an amazing analysis of yesterday's testimony. If you can call it that, it was mostly... I'm not going to talk about that. I can't talk about it. I won't talk about it. Yeah. The Sergeant Schultz of politics. We'll do that and more. You're going to love it, though, when you hear Trey Gowdy. He absolutely nails it. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It's Thursday. It's Live and Local now.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
You know, for a place called Taco Time, they sure do have a lot of really good burritos.
Ironic, isn't it?
I don't know what that means, but look, they've always had the Big Juan burrito.
Uh-huh.
And now they got the other Juan burrito.
Well, what's the difference?
I'm so glad you asked. Both have beef, cheese, and sour cream. But the Big Juan burrito has refried beans and Spanish rice, while the other Juan burrito has black beans and cilantro lime rice.
Which one is better?
Whichever one you want.
Try the Big Juan burrito and the other Juan burrito, only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
What time is it? It's post time. The White Pine Horse Race is August 16th, 17th, and 18th at the White Pine County Fairgrounds in Ely, Nevada. Fair Mutual betting feature races each day. Post time Friday, 3 o'clock. Post time Saturday and Sunday, 1 o'clock. Average minimum purse, $6,000. More information online at WPHorseRaces.com or Facebook, WP Horse Races. The White Pine County Horse Races, 16th, 17th, and 18th of August in Ely, Nevada. Be there.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as the U.S. Justice Department announces it's going to reinstate the death penalty after nearly two decades. Attorney General Bill Barr ordering the death penalty related to five death row inmates convicted of murder and in some cases raping children and the elderly. He says in a statement, the department owes it to the victims and their families to, in his words, carry forward the sentence imposed by our justice system.
Republicans say yesterday's testimony by the former special counsel in the Russia investigation, Robert Mueller, proves that it's time to move past that Russia probe. Representative Jim Jordan's a Republican from Ohio.
Most of the country knows the truth, which is there is no basis for impeachment. After yesterday's hearing, I bet more people in the country feel like there is no basis for impeachment.
He spoke on Fox. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Good morning.
Let us know what's on your mind. Would you have any NevadaTalkNet at gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Pardon me. Would you have any gray poupon?
But of course.
Hi, Anderson. I'm ready for my interview. Are you ready? Well, let's go. They call me AOC. It's special to be me. I'm fantastic, so enthusiastic. I have a green new deal.
I just love that. I just love that. One of these days, we got to play the whole thing. Can we play the whole thing someday? Can we make it today that we do that? Okay. Yeah, whatever. Okay. You know, for years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of real water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. But you know what? There are a lot of you that don't have grocery stores or convenience stores that sell real water. So what do you do? Well, I've got the idea for you. Real Water has just upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Try it with your coffee, your tea, or your juice. I've tried it with juice, and it's amazing. Now, to learn more, just go to KevinWallRadio.com. That's my website. That's KevinWallRadio.com. And click on the Real Water icon at the top, the right top of the page. So now, no matter where you live, and by the way, they deliver it right to your front door, you can get Real Water anytime, any place, on the go. And again, my website, KevinWallRadio.com. I promised I'd let you hear from Trey Gowdy, former member of Congress. He has been a war horse going into the trenches against the Dems. But last night he was on with Fox News with Martha McCallum after the testimony of Robert Mueller. And this is the best, most succinct estimate of what went down yesterday in both the House Judiciary Committee and the House Intelligence Committee. This is Trey Gowdy, a Fox News contributor.
Well, in fairness to Representative Cicilline, now it does become the political question. And also, in many ways, that is what today was about. It was about the House trying to figure out, you know, do we have the circumstances under which we should keep moving forward with this issue of whether or not we want impeachment proceedings, which, if that is what happens, you know, that's in their court to decide what high crimes and misdemeanors are.
Martha, I would say it's always been political. I mean, I was on the Intelligence Committee when Adam Schiff drug his feet for 3 months and didn't even want to start interviewing witnesses because he wanted to stretch this out as long as he could. And here we are a couple of months before people begin to vote in 2020. They've been successful. What they wanted was Mueller to come in and do their job for them, to issue this report, this roadmap that could lead them to impeachment. The report was one thing. Today was an unmitigated train wreck and a disaster, and they are farther away from impeachment than they were this time yesterday.
I know nothing, I see nothing, and I say nothing.
Let's get the other side. This is Rachel Maddow. Rachel Maddow, of course, of the network that nobody watches, MSNBC. This is Cut 3. And she was on with Nicole Wallace by phone and wondering if the GOP is finally ready. Of course they're ready to regard Russia as an enemy to our democracy. The fact that we know that they're going to try and disrupt our 2020 presidential election. We know that. It's a given. Here it is. This is Rachel Maddow yesterday on MSNBC.
Do you think that this shifts the conversation around Russia as an adversary and a country with designs on attacking our next election?
Well, I thought that the starkness of Mueller's warnings about that, the starkness of his assessment, yes, they're doing it as we speak. Yes, they expect to do it in the 2020 campaign. Credit to Republican Congressman Hurd of Texas, as you say, for engaging with that substantively. I noticed a couple of other Republican members of Congress, though, acknowledging the seriousness of the Russian attack, even if they did it in sort of a pro forma way. That itself, I think, was an advance. There was one Republican member who I won't embarrass by singling him out by name, but embarrassed himself enough by suggesting that the Troll Farm, the Internet Research Agency, maybe wasn't a Russian operation, and that hadn't been proven. He was kind of taking the Concord management side in that ongoing case against the Russian Troll Farm, linked to that Russian oligarch. I mean, there's definitely some crazy, like, Fox News primetime conspiracy stuff going on among the Republicans, but they weren't all like that. You know, yes, there was one Republican member who was demanding that there be more citations of Fox News in Mueller's report, which was a laugh-out-loud moment. But Hurd and a few of the other members were talking seriously about Russia, and I hope that Mitch McConnell heard that and might want to be constructive about 2020.
He makes an interesting point. Here's another. Shut up!
Val Demings. Do you know that name? Do you know that name? Val Demings is a congresswoman from Florida. She's a Democrat. She sat through the testimony, and I believe she was on both committees. She's one of those rare breeds that were on both committees, both the Intelligence and the House Judiciary Committee. But I want you to listen to her wiggling around on the whole idea of impeachment and where we go from here and what was the net worth of yesterday, which most people believe is nothing. But here's Val Demings. This is Cut 1. She was on with Aaron Burnett on CNN.
Could you say, Director Mueller, that the president was credible?
I can't answer that question.
Director Mueller, isn't it fair to say that the president's written answers were not only inadequate and incomplete because he didn't answer many of your questions, but where he did, his answer showed that he wasn't always being truthful?
I would say generally.
So right there, Mueller saying, if you take his answer at face value, right, that there were times the president was not being truthful in his written answers, which is a stunning thing to say. It got the president extremely angry. In fact, it was the moment of his exchanges this afternoon. And let me play what he said when asked about your exchange with Mr. Mueller.
He didn't say that at all. You're untruthful when you ask. You are untruthful. When you ask that question, you're untruthful. And you know who else is untruthful? His aides.
I don't know if you had seen that yet, Congresswoman Demings, but, pointing his finger and pointing at a reporter. No, you're untruthful for even asking that. Look, clearly your exchange with Mueller through the president. Mueller did not say the president wasn't truthful in the report. So you got him to say something that was not in the report. Were you surprised he did it?
What we do know is that the special counsel's office tried for over a year to get the president to sit down and do an in-person interview, which the president refused. So the president chose to do written answers, which he had a lot of time with him and his legal team to decide what to say, and still could not always find the truth in his written responses. I believe Director Mueller was extremely clear that there were times in the president's written answers that he was not truthful. And really, Aaron, that comes as no surprise to anybody.
Well, and I think we should point out, my count was 35 times, I believe, in those written answers. He said, I don't recall and I don't remember. And at the least, it would seem that some of those times, that is probably not the case. I want to play another big moment that you had with Mueller during the Judiciary Committee. Congresswoman Demings, here you are.
Did other witnesses lie to you?
I think there are probably a spectrum of witnesses in terms of those who are not telling the full truth and those who are outright liars.
Thank you very much. Outright liars. It is fair to say then that there were limits on what evidence was available to your investigation of both Russia election interference and obstruction of justice.
That's true, and it's usually the case.
And that lies by Trump campaign officials and administration officials impeded your investigation.
I would generally agree with that.
Congressman, the big question is, did Trump direct those campaign and administration officials to outright lie, in the words of Robert Mueller? What does his answer tell you?
Well, his answer, and now let's start here, Aaron. Remember, this investigation started as a counterintelligence investigation about Russia interfering with our election. Now, you would think members of the campaign and members of the administration would want to cooperate fully with that investigation. Yet, according to Director Mueller, there were several members who lied during the investigation. And so that tells me, as we indicated during the hearing, that the investigation into Russian interference and obstruction was impeded by people around the president who have no relationship or not a continuous relationship with the truth.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
That was Val Demings. If you don't know her, she's a backbencher Florida congresswoman with Erin Burnett. And, they're looking for any smoking gun they can come up with. They didn't.
This was a bunch of hogwash.
And it turns out it is. Coming up, a leading Texas House member gets into it and literally buries the Democrats. I mean, it's not even funny. We'll get to that more coming up. Don't forget, top of the hour, Wayne Allen Root. What did he think? What did he think of the testimony of Robert Mueller? To me, it was a nothing burger. And the Democrats are like rats trying to leave a sinking impeachment ship. There were 95 that voted for impeachment, the Al Green articles of impeachment. I'd love to know what that number is today, if that's lower or higher. Yeah, we will talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interests. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan, have no equity, bad credit, or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Hello, Chuck.
Hello, Kenny. Hey, I've got some public information for you.
Oh, tell me about that.
Sahara Motors has installed an electrical automobile charging station. We've done it through Chrysler. The price is $10 per charge, regardless of how long it takes. You need to call us at 775-289-4473. During business hours and set up an appointment because it has to be turned on each individual time. So that would be Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Anything we can do to help you, please let us know.
Okay, that's very good information. So at least we'll know that people will not be stranded here in Ely.
Just let us know. Thanks again, Kenny. You take care.
Okay, and thank you, Chuck. Have a good one.
What time is it? It's post time. The White Pine Horse Race is August 16th, 17th, and 18th at the White Pine County Fairgrounds in Ely, Nevada. Fair Mutual Betting feature races each day. Post time Friday, 3 o'clock. Post time Saturday and Sunday, 1 o'clock. Average minimum purse, $6,000. More information online at WPHorseRaces.com or Facebook, WP Horse Races. The White Pine County Horse Race is 16th, 17th, and 18th of August in Ely, Nevada. Be there!
The USA Radio Network presents the greatest radio programs of all time.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Classic Radio Theater.
Frank Sinatra, transcribed as Rocky Fortune.
Lights out, everybody.
Weekday mornings at 6, weeknights at 7, right here where Nevada comes to talk. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now for a Thursday. Live and local, inching ever closer to the weekend. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or lightyourliberty.com. Just visit lightyourliberty.com. We make it easy for you. I promised, you know, we always do a, what we call a daily promo liner. It's a little inside baseball, but you will hear on this radio station from time to time a little 10-second liner where I tell you what we're going to talk about the next day. And what I promised was we'd have Democrat and Republican reaction to the Robert Mueller testimony. This is Eric Swalwell, the former Democrat presidential wannabe. He is a California congressman, and he was on with Brett Baer last night, trying to put the best face. I mean, you want to talk about lipstick on a pig? That's what this is. Trying to put the best face on the Mueller testimony. Here it is.
The American people heard for the first time from the prosecutor assigned to the case that the Russians attacked America. They sought to help Donald Trump. The Trump campaign welcomed it and embraced the help. And then when Donald Trump became president, he and his team went to great lengths to cover it up. And by the way, he's the only person in America who is shielded from being charged with a crime because his own Department of Justice has a policy that protects the president.
There are some Democrats tonight, Congressman, who seem deflated by Bob Mueller's performance and what came out of these hearings. Are you?
No, and I was a prosecutor, and prosecutors, you know, are not generally comfortable testifying as fact witnesses. Today was Act 1, so Act 2 will be to hear from the witnesses that he laid out, and I imagine a lot of Americans who heard Bob Mueller's voice for the first time today and are really starting to learn about this want to hear about the Trump campaign manager who is sharing polling data of the campaign with the Russian intelligence officer. They'll probably want to hear about the president's attorney who was told to fire the special counsel, and so those are the witnesses now that have to come forward.
You know, going into this, Democrats were telling us privately that this is about the optics, that they wanted this to be the movie because they didn't think Americans read the book. Now, tonight, others are saying you're focusing too much on the optics. What did you think of the movie today?
Again, I think you saw a patriot, a Marine, and, you know, your last guest, I mean, he's got a lot of issues with things on the sideline, but whatever happened on the field, he was not able to dispute a single count of obstruction of justice that was laid out against the president, and he wasn't able to, you know, really discount any of the efforts that the Trump team took to work with the Russians. And again, stepping back, I thought it was so important that when the special counsel said, this can't be the new normal, and that's taking help from a foreign adversary is disloyal and is unpatriotic. I don't think any of us want to ever see this happen again, Republican or Democratic administration, and that can't be lost on Americans today.
You've called for impeachment. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not. Tonight, do you think you're closer to moving impeachment than you were yesterday?
I don't think we're farther away. I don't think you're going to see people in the past who have said they want to see impeachment say, you know what, the president, it turns out he's a great guy, let's give him the Nobel Peace Prize. I actually think we're going to get a lot closer to impeachment. In fact, one of my colleagues came out for impeachment while the hearing was going on. I think more will come out before the weekends.
I mentioned some of the Democrats who were disappointed today. Lawrence Tribe, a Harvard law professor, tweeted, "Much as I hate to say it, this morning's hearing was a disaster. Far from breathing life into the damning report, the tired Robert Mueller sucked the life out of it. The effort to save democracy and the rule of law from this lawless president has been set back, not advanced." The president just retweeted Michael Moore, saying he agrees with Michael Moore, saying, "A frail old man, unable to remember things, stumbling, refusing to answer basic questions. I said it in 2017. Mueller confirmed it today. All you pundits and moderates and lame Democrats who told the public to put their faith in the esteemed Robert Mueller, just STFU from now on." What do you say to those Democrats?
Look, you know, it's a free country for now, right? The Russians are seeking to, you know, have their own will in our country. They can say what they like. My job is to make sure that this never happens again, to try and, you know, learn lessons as well, Brett, because it's not just about investigating. Bob Mueller throughout the day said that there should be laws that stop people from getting help like the Trump team got, and that was not in place. That's why he couldn't charge them. That's why I've written legislation that's called Duty to Report. It says if you get help from a foreign adversary that gives you dirt on your opponent, you have to tell the FBI or you're committing a crime.
Just squeeze your rage into a bitter little ball and release it at an appropriate time.
Isn't that the truth? Let's go to Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace is one of the most honest media brokers that I think I've seen. He's willing to call out the president when the president needs calling out. But last night, I want you to watch his performance on Fox News Channel panning Robert Mueller's performance. This was on Fox News Channel yesterday. Cut eight. Here we go.
Hey, you know, I had to laugh a little bit when you talked about the testimony by Robert Mueller, because I think testimony has to be put in quotes. It really hasn't been much testimony. Frankly, I think you've both been very kind. I think this has been a disaster for the Democrats, and I think it's been a disaster for the reputation of Robert Mueller. He has seemed very uncertain with his brief. He doesn't know, seem to know, what things that are in the report. He's been attacked a number of times, and you would think that almost anybody else would have defended his own integrity and the integrity of the investigation, and over Mueller just sits silent and allows the attacks from the Republicans to sweep over him and says nothing. I think it does raise questions about the degree to which he actually was in charge of and control of this report, because he doesn't seem very much in control or charge of what the final report was. I should say whether he was in charge of the investigation, because he doesn't seem in charge of what the report actually says. The two strongest parts, I think, were the opening questions by the chairman, Jerry Nadler, who basically said, you know, the president says he was exonerated. Was he? No. Did you find that he committed no obstruction? No. Did you basically taking the negative and saying the president says he was cleared. Was he cleared? And says no. And I agree with you that the strongest, Martha, by far, was John Ratcliffe, a Republican congressman on the committee, who basically said your big grand conclusion when it comes to obstruction is you can't exonerate him. When did that become a legal principle that a prosecutor can't exonerate anybody? You're innocent until proven guilty. So you either prove him guilty or you shut up.
Shut up, I think, is the appropriate option. It's just amazing, though. But and Chris Wallace, I think, is as honest a broker as there is out there. Coming up on the program, we're going to weigh in with Wayne Allen Root. Yeah, I can't wait to see what he has to say. Also, Leo Blundo, Nye County Commissioner, will join us. There have been all kinds of rumblings that he was going to run for higher office. Looks like he's going to. Looks like he's going to run for CD4. So those of you in Mesquite and in Ely, you'll be seeing a lot of this guy over the course of the next few months. This is amazing, amazing stuff. Stick around. More to do. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Thursday. It is Live and Local now.